A reading from Acts, the 22nd chapter, verse 30 to the 23rd chapter, verse 11. But on the next day, desiring to know the reason why he was being accused by the Jews, he unbound him and commanded the chief priests and all the council to meet. But he brought Paul down and set him before them. And looking intently at the council, Paul said, "Brothers, I have lived my life before God in all good conscience up to this day." And the high priest Ananias commanded those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, "God is going to strike you, you whitewashed wall. Are you sitting to judge me according to the law, and yet contrary to the law you order me to be struck?" Those who stood by said, "Would you revile God's high priest?" And Paul said, "I did not know, brothers, that he was the high priest, for it is written, 'You shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people.'" Now when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, "Brothers, I am a Pharisee, a son of Pharisees. It is with respect to the hope and the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial." And when he had said this, a dissension arose between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, nor angel, nor spirit, but the Pharisees acknowledge them all. Then a great clamor arose, and some of the scribes of the Pharisees' party stood up and contended sharply, "We find nothing wrong in this man. What if a spirit or an angel spoke to him?" And when the dissension became violent, the tribune, afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him away from among them by force and bring him into the barracks. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage, for as you have now testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor David Nuss, St. Matthew Lutheran Church, Albany, New York.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Sometimes I think that being a follower of Jesus Christ in this country, the United States of America, is way too easy. The church is prosperous and the church is comfortable. And we have had very little, if any, opposition to our message till recent years. For many years, the Christian church has been in a prominent position in this country. The standards of the Lord and his church have gone largely unchallenged until recently. It was not at all that way at the time of St. Paul and those that followed Jesus in those beginning days. God the Holy Spirit was powerfully present, and Paul and the church boldly proclaimed the message of the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus. But definitely not without opposition. As we can see, that he held standards, even especially the message of salvation through Jesus Christ, these were strongly challenged, even by the popular religious leaders of that day. You would think that the chief priests and all of the council would have recognized, supported, and applauded the truth that Paul was preaching and teaching. But that was not the case. Paul could stand up for the truth because he had confidence that he was living according to the standards of God with a clear conscience. No matter what people in power and the rest of the world thought, God's standards, especially his winning back the world through the life of Jesus Christ, his son, was the most important thing to the Apostle Paul. We should praise God for Paul's courage, or we might not even have God's truths at all today. As time goes on, I believe God's standards will continue to be challenged, and to a much greater degree, even in this country. Taking a stand will not only become unpopular in the future, but it may also become detrimental to do so. It may even mean imprisonment, an opposition such as St. Paul experienced in this text. The question before every follower of Jesus Christ, you and I today, is where will we stand when the truths of our faith are challenged? Where will you stand when people even question the truth of the gospel, whether it should matter at all? We get strength to stand in the Word of God. We get strength to stand by the reception of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, when we receive Jesus Christ himself, and he stands with us and also our place as members of the family of God through our baptism, the Word and the Sacrament. We got to hang on to that with all our might. I'm praying that I will always be able to stand with and for Jesus Christ. And I pray that you, too, will always be able to stand with and for the Lord Jesus Christ, and that all of his word and standards, above all, that people might try to do against us. I pray this for you, too, brothers and sisters in Christ. Would you pray with me right now? Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for the truths of the Scripture, which are largely being ignored by the world, and lately are being challenged time and time again. Help us to have the courage, as St. Paul did, to stand, to be bold, and to know with a clear conscience that what we're doing is the right thing, even if we are opposed, even if we are made fun of, even if we are put in prison for our beliefs. Let us stand firmly by the power and strength of Jesus Christ. Without him, there really is nothing. And we just ask you, O Lord, to bless us and keep us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes our human understanding may keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor David Nuss for this meditation on God's Word.